relationships. Even in our prayer, Miriam was already mentioning it. This year we're talking about renewal. We've talked about renewal of the mind. We've talked about renewal of our perspective of how we see things. We even talked about our path of renewal last week. And what we discovered is that our path is not this method, it's not this way we go, it's not these goals. Our path is a person. God's made it so easy. Our path is a person. All we gotta do is, it's like a little child who's lost in a department store. I don't know if you've ever been there or if you ever lost your child or came close to losing your child. I think you know what I'm talking about. I think the first thing that sets in is panic. Where are they? But when you go someplace like an amusement park, I think of Cedar Point with my nieces, and I watch them like a hawk. But especially when you just grab them by the hand, and you walk with them, and you lead them, and they know you got them. I think of that story of a little child, and he doesn't know how to swim yet. Maybe he's only 1 or 2 years old even. And doesn't want to get in the water. But his father is in the water. And so he gets in the water because his father's in the water. And his father will hold him and make sure he's safe. Will be to take a hand or hold your child in the water. Or hold your child when they're in distress. God holds us. He takes our hand. Our path is a person, and that person is Jesus. And he walks with us each and every day, each and every moment. So our renewal is not a set of goals, like a New Year's resolution. Excuse me. Our renewal is God himself. But part of that renewal is always about relationships. Even Mary mentioned it in her prayer. So we need not only a renewed path, which is Jesus, we need renewed relationships. A renewed relationship with our Father each and every day. He grants that to us each and every day. A renewed relationship with his son, understanding and learning and growing with Jesus. A renewed relationship with the Holy Spirit, understanding that the Holy Spirit is in us and through us. A renewed relationship with each other. There's nothing more powerful than a group of Christians coming together in a small group and sharing life together and living and walking through it. And so as we just got done with prayer, there's nothing more powerful. And we've seen it here over and over again. 100% healing, 100% restoration as we pray. That cord of three strands is here in this church. And that third strand is Jesus, is that path, is that creator of all things. But how do we renew our relationships? Well, remember, we started off with a new mindset, a new perspective. I think it starts there. Remember that we have somebody to help us along that path. We certainly need Jesus' help here. Because we also need a renewed relationship with one other person. Ourselves. And maybe I should have started with that one. Because we need that one first. We need to see ourselves as we truly are. You know, part of my journey with Debbie and Mike and Brad and Nicole is going through this whole idea of, like, when we get married, we bring baggage, can you relate, into the marriage. And then after a year or two, we start unloading the baggage. And that baggage is because we're trying to find our true selves. There's a book called Sacred Marriage, which talks about marriage lets us become holy. Now, how does marriage let us become holy? Because marriage makes us look in the mirror. We have a spouse there that will tell us, hey, you know, you kind of fell short here, and you need to do that there, and you might have to swallow your pride this time, and maybe you need to compromise a little, and we do that with all of our compromises in every relationship, isn't it? So I went back to the Word, and I was trying to find where in the Word can we learn more about relationships. And I landed at Ephesians. Ephesians is such a powerful book. Paul is talking to the church at Ephesus, and he's trying to guide them. He's trying to take them by the hand. He's trying to help them learn how they should walk this walk. So Ephesians 4, 29 through 32, we only have four verses. But they are filled with, just like we just got through with Proverbs, filled with wisdom. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Well, we could just stop right there. If we did this one simple advice, I think we would be well on our way to a good relationship. Do not let any unwholesome. What would be unwholesome talk?
Swear words.
A swear word, certainly. Any unwholesome talk would be any kind of criticism. Any unwholesome talk would be any badgering. Any unwholesome talk would be
negative talking.
And I'm going to take this one step further, because where does what we say come from? What we think. Yes, what we think. So it's not just unwholesome talk, it's unwholesome thoughts. Your thoughts, you ever think about if somebody could read your mind, what they would see? I often think about, you know, those little thought bubbles that you see in the cartoons. And then people are thinking this or that. You know, the funniest one is when you walk in a room and it's filled with strangers. If you could read my thought bubble, you'd see, like, I'm really uncomfortable here. I don't know anybody. I'm not sure how I fit in. But I bet you if you popped up everybody else's thought bubble, and let's say the room had 500 people, there'd be 500 thought bubbles and they'd all be doing the same thing. But you know what I learned? You know, the way you break that? God, in God's economy, the way you break that, you look at the room and you see the person who looks more uncomfortable than you are, and you walk up to that person and you try to make them feel better. And all of a sudden, all the thought bubble that you had is gone, and the only thing you care about now is this person you are trying to, what does it say there, build them up. So not only do we have to watch what we say and what we think, we should just be pouring into others. God has been showing me that over and over again for the last few months, that, Tom, your gift is to be helpful. Just go be helpful. I'll take care of the rest. Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. I think it's brilliant that it says according to their needs. Not according to what I think they need, parents, spouses. According to what they need. And how do I know what they need? I ask. I'm telling you, one of the things we're going to be learning as we're growing together, and I grow as I counsel these couples getting ready to be married, is that magic of that word ask. Don't be a mind reader. Don't know what somebody else is thinking because you always get it wrong. And then you act on it. But if we ask, what is your needs here? So that it may benefit those who listen. So if we just did this one thing, if we watched what we spoke, that's what James talks about. You know, what does he say in the book of James? Be quick to listen and slow to speak. I think that's just brilliant. I wish I could just integrate that each and every day. Slow to speak and quick to listen. We're quite the opposite, aren't we? Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building up others according to what they need. Continuing. Two ears and one mouth. I like that. Next verse. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Now, it might seem like, what does that have to do with the first verse? Okay, I get I'm not supposed to speak things or even think things that I'm not, you know, unwholesome. And I get that, you know, I should be building others up. But now I'm not supposed to be grieving the Holy Spirit of God with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Now, we've gone to a real spiritual place here. We went from a very practical place to a very spiritual place. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. How do we grieve the Holy Spirit? We don't do what God expects us to do or what pleases God. And if you look at that first paragraph, all those things are not pleasing God. You know, when we are speaking unwholesome, when we're treating people poorly, all of that is grieving God, which grieves the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is in us. And so we literally grieve ourselves. Because the Holy Spirit is in me, and when I grieve the Holy Spirit, I grieve the working of the Holy Spirit in me. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. You were sealed, you were made ready, you were made holy. We are holy people. We may have unwholesome thoughts every now and then, or maybe say something out of line. Hello? But we are holy. We are set apart. We are sealed by God. Like we were put into a beautiful plastic container, and we're sealed with the presence of God inside that container. Only that container lid comes off, and we can spread that Holy Spirit everywhere. Continuing. Ooh, this is hard. This is just so hard. I've been working on this. And I thought I had it. Ever been there? Been working on it? You think you finally figured it out? You got it mastered? You don't have to worry about this? And then boom, it hits you out of the get rid of all bitterness. Bitterness. It says in the Word, a tiny little bitterness, a piece of bitterness will grow and envelop you. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Get rid of all of it. But how do I do that? How do I get rid of bitterness? I think part of that is some communication. Part of that is finding out what happened that famous feud, the McCoys and the Hatfields. And the feud goes on for decades and decades and decades to the point that nobody even understands what it's about anymore. Nobody even knows how it started anymore. All they know is they're against each other. It sounds like a lot of our countries these days. You know, so many families, there's this feud that started, and it started 40 years ago, and nobody knows what Aunt Martha did to Uncle Bob, you know? Something happened. And then, you know, the other aunts and uncles and all the brothers and sisters and then all the kids, and then it just got... Get rid of all bitterness. Rage. Rage gets you nowhere. Every time. anger. Anger is fruitless. It doesn't solve anything. And the cure for all of this is simply having conversation, brawling and slander. And it's almost like these things build on each other. You have this bitterness that turns to this rage and then this anger. And next thing you know, you're brawling and then you're saying something. And all of it is malice. And malice means with bad intent. And you're destroying, I'm going to go one step further, you are destroying yourself. You know, forgiveness, and we're going to get to that. You know why you forgive? You don't forgive for the other person. You forgive for yourself because it's going to eat you alive. And to tell you the truth, half the time you're thinking about, oh, this person did this to me, and they don't even know you're thinking it. Most of the time they don't even know you're mad. But you're having this old private little war going on, and you're just eating up your insides. Continuing. And it causes physical disease. Be kind. One second, Dave. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Kindness. I swear, if we could just bottle that one, if we could just spread that one around a little bit, if we could just get people to be kind to one another, it would solve 90% of all the issues. If we could just use a kind word, if we could hear a kind word, because a lot of times somebody says something and we think they said one thing, but they really didn't mean anything by it, but we took it off and off we go. Be kind and compassionate. Compassion. We all need compassion. There's a song that says that, doesn't it? We all need compassion. We need compassion from God each and every moment. We need compassion from one another. And most importantly, we need compassion to ourselves. We can be our own worst enemy. We can beat ourselves up more than anybody else out there. We need to be compassionate to ourselves. And it says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. I think we forget this one. I think we forget our own things that we've done or things that where we've hurt somebody and we've been forgiven. Because you know, when you get into this thing, and that's the thing about getting into these brawls and this slander and this malice, when you get into this, you hurt a lot of people. You hurt the person that you're not being agreeable with. You hurt God the Father, because he doesn't like any of his children bullied or any of his children not respected. He doesn't like any of his children hurt or not taken care of. So you hurt God the Father. So you already got two people in the mix here that when you get into this, you're already hurting. And then mostly you're hurting yourself. Because like we just get them talking, you got this private war going on. And it's taking out your health, like LaWanda said. And be forgiving of each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Because what I'm getting at is all those times when my behavior wasn't quite correct, I hurt a lot of people. And God forgave me. I hurt God himself. I grieved the Holy Spirit. And immediately, as soon as I said, you know, look, Lord, I'm so sorry, I screwed up. I messed up. I really didn't mean to say that. I should have done that. I really didn't mean to do that one either. As soon as I do that, God gives me forgiveness. As soon as I repent, that's what the word repent, turn around, admit what you did. And there's a whole thing we can get into about admitting what you did. We can have a whole conversation about that, right? As soon as you admit what you did and come to the Lord, he forgives you. And if we look at our track record of from the day we were born, as much as we can remember, I think we'd have a long list. I know I would.
that God has just forgiven me. And so what he wants me to do today is remember all the times he forgave me and use that to forgive somebody else. You know, David said something to me the other week, and he just said, you know, I don't want to be angry with people anymore. It's useless. It's not working. It's not doing anything. I'm just going to let it go. And there's wisdom to that. But there's also wisdom in addressing in a good way whatever the offense was, because it doesn't just go away. It stays, and it comes back. Like I said, that bitterness comes back again. So you got to deal with it. And we deal with that by forgiving, but truly forgiving and truly letting go, because God has truly forgave us and he's truly let go all of our offenses. So he's given us this tool. So what do we do with all this? We walk by the Spirit. We walk in the Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit of God in us. We have a helper here. We need some help because I can't pull this off. I can't be that magnanimous. You know, that I'm just going to say, okay, we're good, and I need some help. I need that Holy Spirit. Instead of grieving the Holy Spirit, I need some help from the Holy Spirit to see things straight, to have the courage to have a conversation, and to be willing to be forgiving. So what I want you to do is your assignment is I want you to make a list of all the things right now that you need to forgive. All the people you need to forgive. All the injustices that have happened to you. All the things you need to let go. And I want you just to make a long list, maybe it's not so long, God bless you, of what is it that you need to forgive this week. And then I want you to go to God in prayer and ask him for a little help. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we need a little help. We need a little help even helping recall the things that we're still stewing over. We need a little help to remember all the times you've let it go for us and forgiven us. We need a little help in seeing a better perspective in this renewal process. We need a little help to be renewed. We ask that you renew us, body, heart, mind, and soul. And we ask all of this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We respond to what our Lord revealed to us today with what he's done. Let's stand and just close with our with what we respond to the Lord. What he's done.
His word. And he's been doing this week after week after week, and he keeps confirming what the message is with the last word. What he's done. What God's already done. All the forgiveness, all the things he's let go, what he's done. Isn't that what we just got done talking about? That if we could just remember what he's done, and all the glory and honor to Jesus, who is our path, who is our walk. If we could just remember to let the Holy Spirit give us a little help. See, heaven is not just when we leave this earth. Heaven is here and now. Because heaven is the presence of God. And the presence of God is here and now. As a matter of fact, like I told Alan, the presence of God is as close as your heart, even closer. Because the Holy Spirit is in us. We don't have to go looking under a pew or out the door to find God. We don't have to look even out at nature, although it's showing all the glory of God. All we have to do, and I want you to do this right now. I want you to take your hand, and I want you to put it on your heartbeat. Do you feel it? Put your hand under the goat. With every heartbeat, that is the pulse of the Holy Spirit. And actually, the Holy Spirit is even closer than that, encapsulating us. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we thank you for your helper. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who is in us. We pray not to ever grieve you, dear Holy Spirit. And when we do, we ask for forgiveness. We ask for a knowledge that we have. And as we walk with one another, may we treat each other the way we want to be treated, as you taught us, Lord Jesus. And may we look to you, dear Father God, for all the glory, and you, Lord Jesus, for all the glory, and for you, dear Holy Spirit, for all the glory and the wisdom to know how to act, know how to be, and know how to build up, and know how to restrain. Dear Father God, help us with this list right now. This list of what we need to let go of, what we need to forgive. And we know it's an ongoing list, and we thank you, Lord, that it can be. We thank you for all your help. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and all the church said amen. We are dismissed to love and to serve our Lord Jesus. Have an amazing week. Make your list. Send me a text. Let me know what you're looking at. If you like, no judgment. Just help and encouragement. God bless you. Have an amazing week.